Amen. Yeah, we're going to have to move that because I might trip over that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today what we are going to talk about, and hopefully I won't be up here too long. Today we are going to talk about just believe. Amen?
Amen.
That is the title of the message on today. Just believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When are you just going to believe for yourself? Hallelujah. You know, we are so special to God, and because we have accepted Him and what He has done for us all those years ago, He gave His one and only Son for us, and He cares so much for us. Amen. We do not realize in our lives how much God cares for us. Being dependent on God, that's hard for some of us because some of us are, it's hard for us to not have control of things, and we like to be in control. So being dependent, that's needing to rely on or trust in somebody or something for help or support, especially financial help. Amen.
Amen.
Not being self-reliant. Self-reliant is depending on yourself. We need to be dependent on God. Amen. Not ourselves. I see so many times on Facebook, and it just frustrates me, where somebody says, look at what I did. Look at what I did for myself. Look at what I have done. And they give God no credit whatsoever. And it just hurts my heart because, you know, God does so many things for us. Amen.
Yes, He does.
And that's what we have to remember, you know, with God, we can do everything, all things, you know. As I was getting ready to give this message, I save all of my messages just to look back on and kind of reflect. And as I was giving this message, I was looking back at some messages that I had given like back in, you know, early 2000s even. And, you know, when you look back at things like that, even if you keep a diary or you keep a journal or something, you know, you look back at those things and you look at what you have been through and what God has brought you through. Amen. And it's just good to reflect back, you know, and look at, I can look at those things and read through those things and remember what I was going through at those times, you know. And that, it's good too, because you can look at those things and think, man, you know, I didn't think I was going to make it through that, but I did. And look at what God did. When you came out on the other side of it, it was better than you thought, you know, because you believed. You know, I can look back at those things and think, you know, I was kind of hesitant at first. I didn't believe God could bring me through, but He did. Amen.
Amen.
He did. He brought me through. And you know, if God didn't care for you, He wouldn't have done what He did and sacrificed His Son. And if God didn't care for us, we wouldn't be able to cast our cares on Him. We would, you know, He told us to cast our cares on Him because He doesn't want you carrying that burden for yourself. So let's go to 1 Peter 5. And I'm reading from the NLT. 1 Peter 5, and I'm going to go to verse 7, 1 Peter 5 and 7, and it says, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares for you. Amen.
Amen.
He doesn't want you carrying those burdens. Amen. He wants you to give them to Him. Amen. And so why is it so hard for us to believe that God can bring us through when we cast our cares on Him? First of all, because He tells us to.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, we were not made to carry those burdens.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus died on the cross for us to carry those burdens for us. Amen. casting all your cares on him. Amen. Also, if he didn't care for us, we would not be able to trust in him. So let's go to John 14 and 1. We're going to be traveling pretty quick today. Amen. I know y'all are excited for the Super Bowl, so we got to get home, right? John 14 and 1. John 14 and 1. Amen. John 14 and 1. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. Amen.
Amen.
Trust in God. You know, we can put all of our trust in God. You know, as a husband and wife, you know, sometimes, you know, I trust my husband. I do. I fully trust him. You know, and sometimes I'll ask him something and he'll say, "Now, you know, why you got to ask me that? You know, you can trust me." You know, and it's little things. It's little things like, you know, did you put this in the refrigerator for me? Or did you take that out for dinner? Or did you remember this? Or did you remember that? And, you know, we tend to question those things with our spouse. And we tend to question those things with God, too, in our lives. We can give him the small things and the big things. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, and if God didn't care about us, he wouldn't teach us through his word about things that we need to be aware of, about the devil and his tactics, right? We need to believe and trust in God that he has given us everything that we need on earth to survive. He has provided all the tools you need. The problem is we don't use them. So let's go to John 10 and 10, because God cares about us so much that he tells us about things. He lets us know about things, right? And he prepares us for things. John 10 and 10. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Amen. Rich and satisfying. Now, why don't we believe these words that are in here? Because, you know, we question sometimes God in our lives and where he's at. You know, the devil tries to make you think it's just not worth it any longer. He wants to make you feel like you don't matter, that you aren't worthy of love, and that you aren't worthy of a great life. But you are. You know, why do we keep opening that door to the devil? When God cares for us so much and his warnings are clear. Amen?
Amen.
Clear. Because he cares for us and we need to believe in him, he rebukes the hands of the devourer for our sake. Amen. What does this mean? He rebukes the hands of the devourer. When we do our part, he does his part. That means when we do our part, our house is protected, our vehicles are protected, our children are protected, we are protected. That means, you know, that 15-year-old refrigerator keeps going, that 20-year-old vehicle keeps going even when it doesn't seem like it is. He rebukes the hand of the devourer. He rebukes the hand of the enemy trying to break all those things, trying to make it seem like, you know, you're not going to survive. Amen. So let's go to Malachi 3 and 11. This is where it talks about that. We're just going to visit that for just a minute. Amen. Malachi 3 and 11. We have a part to do also, though, right? We have to believe. We have to believe what it says. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to read 10 as well. Amen. Bring all the tithe into the storehouse so there will be enough food in my temple. If you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test. Your crops will be abundant, for I will guard them from insects and disease. Amen. He will guard them. But we have a part to do, right?
Amen.
Your grapes will not fall from the vine before they are ripe, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Amen. We have a part to do, just like it says, when we give our tithe, first and foremost, God will rebuke the hands of the devourer for our sake. He has already done his part. Amen. That's the problem, is he's already done his part, but we don't want to do our part. You know, years ago, I gave a message about faith as a mustard seed, and I gave everybody a mustard seed. And in that message, I talked about how, you know, faith doesn't take much. It takes that grain of mustard seed. But in that message, I talked about, you know, part of that message was that our faith shouldn't stay that small. You know, as babes in Christ, our faith starts out that way, right? But as we grow, we should be able to see our growth. You know, our faith shouldn't stay that tiny. You know, our faith should be, you know, after we have been in the relationship with God over the years, you know, it starts to take root in us. Mm-hmm. And it should be like this humongous stalk that has all these leaves that you can't even see through. You know, it should be thick, right? Yeah. But sometimes, you know, it's still that little mustard seed. Mm-hmm. Because we don't believe in our relationship with God. And we don't believe that he can do those things for us. And so our faith stays that mustard seed. And we wonder why we struggle. And we wonder why, you know, we're still in that same stagnant place. Because our mustard seed is still that tiny, right? Amen. And, you know, as babes in Christ, you know, when we first came to Christ, we were all this, you know, oh, you know, I'm so excited. And then as our relationship goes, we start kind of falling off the wagon, you know, a little bit here and there. But, that's how it is sometimes. But when we bury that faith inside of us and we start letting it grow by getting in this word and believing his word, that faith will grow.
Amen.
But the problem is you're not getting in the word for yourself. You're waiting till Sunday, you're waiting till Wednesday, and then you're barely getting here, right? You know, and some of us aren't where our faith should be. Our belief wavers, and, you know, or we think that because of what we've done here and there in our lives, that we're not worthy of God's love, that we're not worthy of him doing great things in our lives. But what we have to remember is that God loves us. His love for us is unconditional.
Amen.
You know, he doesn't hold those things against us. Once we have accepted him, once we have accepted what Jesus has done for us, that slate is wiped clean. And guess what? That slate is wiped clean every day.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
Because of our relationship with Christ. Amen. You know, God said that no weapon formed against us will prosper. He didn't say that the weapons won't form.
Amen.
He didn't say that life is not going to throw you some curves here and there. He didn't say that. Mm-hmm. He just said that they're not going to prosper, which means they're not going to touch you. They're not going to harm you. But you have to believe.
Amen.
You have to believe that. I can believe it all day long. But you have to believe it for yourself.
Amen.
Amen. You know, it's just like when a baby starts walking, you know, you can hold them up all you want. But eventually they're going to have to hold themselves up and start walking. Mm-hmm. And then eventually they're going to start running, you know. But they have to believe it on their own that they can do it. And they see all these other little kids running around and they want to do it too. And eventually they do. They get up and they go. And that's how you are. You have to believe you can do it yourself. Amen.
Amen.
You know, and people ask me to pray for them all the time. And, you know, I'm like, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to even add you to my prayer list. But you have to believe this for yourself. Because I can believe all day long. But you have to believe for yourself. Amen? And you know, once it clicks in us and we get to that point of having that kind of belief, it changes things.
Amen.
It changes things. Nothing can touch us then, right?
Amen.
So let's go to Hebrews 11 and 1. Hebrews 11 and 1. Hebrews 11 and 1. And in this all talks about examples of faith and how faith brought these people through. Amen?
Amen.
So Hebrews 11 and 1, it says, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Verse 2, through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. Amen? So we need to remember that God cares for us. When we know God, we know that He cares for us. We have to work on that relationship, right? But we have to have faith. Amen? Just like it says in all of these scriptures right here in chapter 11. And in Hebrews 11, it talks about how all of these people had great faith. They didn't try to figure it out. They weren't trying to figure it out on their own. They had faith in God to bring them through. Amen?
Amen.
I don't think y'all believe me, but okay. They just believed and had faith. You know, we are made in God's image, as it says in Genesis 1:27. Because we were made in God's image, we have so much access to things because of that. Amen?
Amen?
And we just don't realize it. You know, when we're going through something and we're trying to hear from God and we're trying to believe God, it's a struggle. We want to try to figure it out ourselves. We want to try to do it on our own, and we don't want to wait. And you know, like in verse 7, it talks about how Noah built the ark by faith. By faith. And, you know, I was reading through this, and he did something unimaginable back in those days. He didn't have no tools. He had to measure probably with something that he made. And back then they used cubits. I'd be like, Lord, I'm going to need this in some inches. I'm going to need you to do like by feet or something, because cubits isn't going to work for me. You know, but that's how we are. We try to figure it out on our own instead of believing in God that He has already made the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want that house, you want that job, you want that car, but you don't want to believe that God can do the unimaginable thing in your life, you know? And when you do that, you are limiting God in your life when you do not believe that He can do it for you. You know, we look at other people's lives around us and we're like, oh, well, God's doing this and this and this in their life. Why isn't He doing that in mine? It's because of your belief. You know, this mouth is our worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do not know how to use it the right way. Man, y'all are quiet, but okay. You know, we worry that God won't provide for us what we need. You know, you can believe it for Noah, and you can believe it for other people here in the Bible, but you can't believe it for yourself. And that's the problem that we have. You can't believe it for yourself. In verse 11, it talks about Sarah, and it talks about how, you know, she wanted a child so bad, but she was barren and she was old. But God did it for her. That's an unimaginable thing. Especially, you know, now when we think about that, you know, having a child at that age, and you know what the doctors have told you, and you know what the doctors are saying when they say, oh, well, you know, you're probably not going to get pregnant because you have all these health problems and all of this. But you need to have faith in God, because God can change that, and your belief can change that, you know. But we limit him in our lives. Amen? God is about doing the impossible things, bringing things to life in our lives. Amen? But you don't have that faith and belief for yourself. Let's go to Luke 1 and 37. Luke 1 and 37. Amen? Amen. For nothing is impossible with God. Write it down, circle it. Do something, because you know what? We limit ourselves in our lives because we think that God is only going to do the small thing. God's only going to do this thing. God's only going to bless Pastor because he has a special relationship with God. No, all of us have a special relationship with God, but you're limiting yourself because you don't believe for yourself. You know, we all say, oh, well, you know, that house is $150,000. That house is $250,000. My bank account don't say that. But God's bank account does.
Amen.
Amen.
Why are you limiting yourself? You know, that job, I don't qualify for that job. It has all these things in it, you know. I don't qualify for that job. You do in God's eyes.
Amen.
You're just not believing for yourself.
Amen.
You know, there are a lot of jobs that I've had along the years that I didn't think that I qualified for. But some kind of way I was put in those positions. And you have to realize how God has planned your life out already. And it's already been planned out.
Amen.
But because we don't believe, you are limiting the plan that he had had for you, that he already has for you in place. It's like you are totally ignoring what God has already done in your life because of this right here, because of your mouth, because you say, I can't, I can't, I can't. But you have to believe for yourself. Start believing and start declaring. I am with God, and with God all things are possible. This may not look great right now, but I know that God is working something out on my behalf. And in the spiritual realm, the angels are working on my behalf, and they're bringing my money to me. Amen?
Amen.
They are setting this up for my good and for my blessings. Amen? But the problem is you're not talking right. And when you don't talk right, man, that devil is going to act up. He's going to come right after you. So let's go to Ephesians. And I am just about done here. Maybe a little bit. Ephesians 3 and 20. Ephesians 3 and 20. Amen? Ephesians 3 and 20. Now all glory to God who is able. Is he able?
Yes.
Do you believe he is able?
Amen.
Through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely, thank you, more than we might ask or think. I'm so excited I can't even say the word. Infinitely
Amen.
More than we can ask or think, that you can even wrap your little mind around. He is wanting to do more for you, but your problem is your belief. You're thinking too small. You're thinking too small. You are thinking too small. The King James Version says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us."
Amen.
Your problem is you ain't got no power. That's your problem. Because you don't realize that when you have accepted Christ in your life, God gave you power. But you don't realize your power. You do not realize your power. Because if you did, you would stop talking negative.
Amen.
You would stop talking negative. I done lost my place. The power at work within us is the same power that raised Christ from the dead. But because our minds are so small, you don't believe that you could do those things. You don't believe you can do those things. God wants to do that exceeding abundantly above all in you. Exceeding at an unusually high rate, abundantly providing a more plentiful supply.
Amen.
He wants to do that in your life, but you're limiting him because of your belief.
Amen.
You know, I was telling my sisters the other day about these health issues that I've been having, and it's like it's been going on since like August of last year. And I was getting frustrated, and I told them, you know, getting old sucks. And my sister, in her infinite wisdom, who is about 11 years older than me, she has some wisdom because she's older. She said, you know, you need to be thankful for the small things. You woke up this morning. You know, and it made me kind of sit down, and I was like, you know, she's right. I need to stop having a little pity party, right? But, you know, sometimes in our lives, you know, we tend to, you know, not believe, I guess you could say, because of what we're going through. And we look at the things going on around us. We look at the car breaking down, the house needing repairs. We look at all these things and we start to not believe that God is going to do it for us. And we need to stop looking at those things. God is working in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
Things that we can't see happening are happening.
Yes, they are.
But as soon as you use this right here in the bad way, it's gone. It's gone. You know? And I've been really getting frustrated with some of these doctors, you know, and that's how we are sometimes. You know, you're having a health issue and you're like, and you get that one doctor that just doesn't have good bedside manner. Oh my gosh. I told my husband, I said, I'm ready to get out of here. I'm going to get a second opinion, right? And because this lady was asking me stuff and I'm like, does she not know who I am? Because, first of all, this is my health, you know, and this ain't my first rodeo, you know, and we get frustrated sometimes. And I am thankful for her, though, because she is moving it along a little bit. But, you know, sometimes we do get discouraged. But when you get to that point, that's when you need to step back. And that's what I had to do. I got discouraged and I had to step back and I had to say, Lord, I trust you. I believe you. I believe in you, and I believe what you're trying to do is for my good. Amen? And that's what we have to do. You need to step back and say, devil, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make it seem like something's wrong. No, because I got faith, baby. I know. He's going to work it out.
Amen.
Amen? And I'm trusting and believing that, right? Trusting and believing that. We have to know that our blessings are on the way and not to give up. We can't give up because that's what the devil wants. You know, some of us, we start having a few problems. Money is looking funny. You know, oh, my foot is hurting. Oh, my gosh, my back. I can't sit in these church chairs no more. You know, that's how we are. We make excuses. We make excuses, you know. People make excuses and they ain't even watching online. You know, they make excuses not to be in the building, but they can't even watch it online either. And so now your faith is still that mustard seed because you're not growing, right? And then you're wondering why things aren't working for you because you're not getting in the Word for yourself. You're not feeling that belief in you. And you're filling it with other things, really. You're filling it with things that are in this world. And that's why some of us are so beaten down. Because when you fill things in you with this world, it's like a disease, really. Because it's eating at your heart. It's eating at your thoughts. You know, and then we get into that little rabbit hole. I love that scenario. Because we get into that little rabbit hole of our emotions and our thoughts, and we sometimes can't get out, right? But when you fill it with this, this is nothing that is going to hurt you or harm you. This is going to grow you.
Amen.
Amen. In the right direction. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we have to watch what we say. Amen. We need to speak better. We need to think better. You need to talk with more authority in dealing with that devil. Amen?
Amen.
You need to say, my God is the Most High God, and I'm the daughter of the Most High God. He gave me all the power and authority, devil, so leave me alone. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
But, you know, sometimes we forget who we are, right? Sometimes we forget who we are. You know, this past Wednesday's Bible study, this study that Shan is giving is the Jesus being a curse breaker. We went to a scripture, and I think we did it at the very end. And I was just, I tell you what, I sat on this first row the other night at Bible study. And when I read the scripture, I almost jumped up because it's like something switches inside of you when you read something. And I'm going to go to it real quick. It's James 1, verse 18. James 1, verse 18. And I'm reading NLT. James 1, verse 18. And it says, He chose to give birth to us by giving us His true word. And we, us, out of all of His creation, became His prized possession. Now, in the other translation, it says, first fruit. Do you know what that means? First fruit. We are His best.
Amen.
Amen. We are His first and foremost prized possession. His first fruit. You know, and when we talked about earlier about the tithe and offering, you know, God wants us to give our first fruit, which is what? The best. Amen. What's on top, right? Not what's left. And that's what we are to God. We are His first fruit. The best out of everything that He's made. And if memory recalls, in Genesis, it talks about everything that God has made and the order of which He made them. But we are the best.
Amen.
Now, what makes you think, what father overall would not give you everything if you just believe? Why are you shortchanging yourself? That is what we do. We shortchange ourselves. And you know, I challenge you. This is a new year. I challenge you. What are you believing for? Write it down. Bring God's remembrance. Bring it to God's remembrance, what you are believing for. Put some scripture to it. I dare you to do that. Because let me tell you what. I came across some stuff the other day. I think I wrote this in 2007. And I mean, there were so many things. There were like three things I could check off that list that had came to pass. I was like, oh, this came to pass a long time ago. I had this list a long time ago. And I dare you to do that. Because you know what? When you write it down and you repeat it and start saying it, it gets in you. And then you start believing it. What are you believing for your family? What are you believing for yourself? What are you believing for your children? Write it down. Amen. Write it down. We are the first fruits, the best out of everything God has made. Amen. You know, I think about it like a car kind of. You know how a car shifts gears and you go faster and faster and faster. And me and my husband tried out this sport mode the other day on our new car. And it's amazing. Really, it is. It shifts faster. And oh, yeah, it shifts. And then it's smooth. Right. And, you know, that's how we are in our Christian lives, too, in our Christian walk. You know, when you first come to Christ, you're all, oh, yeah, you're just so excited. You know, you on the usher board, you ushering every Sunday, you went in the choir, you know, you're doing all this stuff, and then a little bump in the road comes along, and you kind of shift back down to second gear, right? You ain't going as fast as you were because you got a little bump in the road. And then instead of believing in God, you just let the devil come in and just keep pushing you off and pushing you off. And eventually you back down to first gear and you ain't going nowhere. And that's how we do. That's how we do. Just a little bump in the road. And what you've got to say, what you need to start saying is, it's just a little bump in the road. God, I know you got me. God, I know you're working something out. This devil's trying to make it seem like this, but Lord, I know you're working it out on my behalf. Amen. Lord, I know you see what I wrote down on my list. Lord, this is what I wrote down. Remember, I'm going to trust and believe in you, right, Lord? This is what you told me. Sometimes we need to say that because the devil needs to hear your authority. Sometimes we don't know even how to talk to the devil. You know, we say, go on now, get out of here. My southern accent's coming out now. Go on, get out of here. You don't use no authority with it. You need to start using that power and authority that we talked about that God has placed in you to tell him it's time to go. You got to get out of here because I know my God will supply all my need. No matter what it is, I know he's going to supply it. Even that nice brand new house I want, even that brand new car I wanted, he will supply it.
Amen.
But your problem is you looking at your finances. You're looking at this realm right here. Mm-hmm. You need to get out of this realm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because God will supply it. But what do you believe? Amen.
Amen.
So don't let that little bump in the road, you know, get you distracted. You know, your spouse starts acting funny, marriage is having problems, boyfriend acting crazy. You know, we all go through those things. Money looking funny, you know, and instead of staying steady in your word and trusting in God, you know, knowing that he's already got it, you know, your church life is reflecting it, you know. We have to be careful about that. You know, you're only going to church 2 times a month now and you aren't getting the word like you should. And, you know, now you back down in park because you ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. Sometimes we don't realize how off track the devil has gotten us. You know, we want to whine and complain and, you know, try to point the finger, but you really need to point the finger at yourself because you have a choice. Amen. We all have a choice.
Amen.
You know? Yeah, sometimes we have those weak moments, but that's when we need to get into the word and say, God, what did you say? Lord, I need you to remind me about what you said. You are valued by God.
Amen.
So much.
Amen.
You know, when we look at money, you know, a dollar bill is valued at a dollar. 25 cents valued at 25 cents. $100 bill is valued at $100 bill, right? When you look at a Prada bag, you know how much it's worth, right? When you look at a Gucci bag, you know how much it's worth, right? Coach, I went in that store one time and I said, ooh, wee, Lord, I'm believing and trusting in you, right? But when we look at those things, we know they're expensive, right? We know their value, right? But why don't you know that about yourself when you look in the mirror?
Amen. 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 Amen.
Why don't you know your value when you look in the mirror at yourself? Because God loves you. And He is trying to get you to another level. But you can't get to that level if you keep doing what you're doing, letting that little bump in the road take you off track. You not believing for yourself. Believe for yourself. Amen. As the deacons and ministers get ready to come up, I want us to reflect on Luke 1 and 37, that all things are possible with God. Your bills are piling up. Are you in debt? Declare and believe. With God, all things are possible. God is going to make a way. I know I only got $2 and that I can't even get that out because that's just what's sitting in there. You can't even get $2 out. But I know that God is making a way. The angels in heaven are working it out on my behalf. Do your relationships need healing? Declare and believe. With God, all things are possible. God is changing the hearts of those involved. As we speak, He's bringing families and friends back together in love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is there sickness in your body? Declare and believe. Amen.
Amen.
With God, all things are possible. My body is being healed as we speak. The cells in my body are working the way they are supposed to.
Amen.
By Jesus' stripes, I am healed.
Amen.
Stop sitting idle by and letting the devil run all over you. God is about working miracles in our lives, and you just have to believe. God cares so much for you. Start trusting and believing for yourself. For yourself. Amen?
Amen.
Psalms 23 and 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. God is with you always.
Amen.
Don't be scared to step out. You want that new job? Don't be scared to step out. God is making a way for you. Amen?
Amen.
I hope that this has been a blessing to you all today. I hope you took great notes. I hope you accept the challenge that I've given to you and start writing things down. If you are serious about this, God is serious about it too. You have to be serious about your relationship with Christ. Amen?
Yes, yes.
And I leave you with that and I turn it over to my husband. Amen?
Amen.